CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Effie. We're just getting out.
Oh, good morning,
Aunt Effie. Well, I thought you were supposed to be out early this morning fighting the duel.
Aunt Effie, please.
Oh, I told you not to worry. It wouldn't happen. Now hurry up so we can all get down and have breakfast. Bessie and I are hungry.
She just will not believe this is serious.
Well, I can't say I blame her. I don't really believe it myself.
Don't you think it's time you both stopped treating the situation as one big joke?
Oh,
now look.
I mean it. If we were back home in America and you thought somebody was making a play for me, as you put it, at a party, for you to haul off and hit him is one thing. He'd either hit you back or at worst sue you for assault and battery. But to do that in France, I mean, things are different here, dear.
Things are not that different. And fighting duels has been illegal for a good long time.
Well, you heard the man from your agency here, Gordon Bates. He said they still fight duels in France in secret. If anything happens, it's hushed up. Here you've been challenged, and I'm the one who's worried when... You're the one who, as Aunt Effie says, couldn't hit the broad side of a barn.
Look, I am not going to be tricked into fighting any idiotic duel. In fact, this Gordon Bates is taking me to see some lawyer here in Paris this morning. I personally think it's silly, but he said we might as well get some legal advice.
I'm coming with you.
All right, okay, Danny. It'll make you feel better. What do you mean I couldn't hit the broad side of a barn?
Could you?
Yes.
Thirty-two years ago today, something happened that we consider important. On that day, the CBS radio network began broadcast operations. A long list of stars helped build the reputation and standing of CBS radio, and the trademark of CBS News gradually emerged as the one most depended on by most Americans. And how are things with CBS radio 32 years later? CBS News is still the most depended on. And stars, there's Amos and Andy, Bob and Ray, Burns and Allen, and Andy Griffith in our evening comedy time, five nights a week. There's America's great family of daytime dramatic serials, heard every weekday. Sunday, September 27th, here, Holiday with Chevalier. And back, starting September 28th, will be Arthur Godfrey in person and Gary Moore's new daytime comedy show. How are we doing 32 years later? Well, you're listening, and thanks for listening.
I'll play.
Oh, bonjour, Monsieur Gompierre.
Bonjour, Monsieur Bates.
This is Mr. Office Piper, Mr. Gompierre.
How are you?
Mr. Piper's with the same company I'm with, the Axo Export Import Company. He's with one of our branch offices in America. Right now he's in Europe on business. Well, it seems that yesterday...
America. I have a sister who lives in New York.
Oh, how nice.
You are from New York?
No, we're not from there. We were in New York just before we sailed.
My sister lives in New York.
Oh.
She is married to a man named Johnson.
Oh, yes, I know.
Johnson, he lives right in New York.
Yes, well, there's a lot of Johnsons, I suppose, in New York. We didn't happen to meet anybody by
then. Johnson is his name. He lives on 67th Street. Near Central Park.
Well, I guess it's very pretty along in there, but...
Here, Gompierre, you'll please forgive me for interrupting, but we do have an immediate problem. Now, since Mr. Piper's arrival in Paris, something has occurred which seemed rather, ridiculous at first, now it seems to be rather...
Elmer! That is his name, Elmer Johnson. They live on 67th Street,
Yes, fine. Well, we didn't meet any Johnsons at all in New York. It's quite a big city, you know.
Here, Gompierre, sit with them and see now. Yesterday at a cocktail party at Monsieur Corday's, Mr. Piper became, shall we, let's say a little jealous of his wife, Mrs. Piper.
Ooh. Well, I don't blame him.
There was no reason for him to be jealous.
Well, what I meant was Mr. Piper was jealous of another man who seemed to be paying too much attention to Mrs. Piper.
Why not?
You see, now, please follow this carefully. Now, I'll be brief. Mr. Piper clipped him.
Stop him?
He hit him, clacked him in the jaw, knocked him out.
But why? Pourquoi?
Because Mr. Piper thought this man was...
Which wasn't true. He was a perfect gentleman.
Who was the gentleman?
Well, unfortunately, Comte André de Savoie.
No way.
And he had challenged Mr. Piper to a duel.
But of course, of course. What do you mean, of course? You're a lawyer. You know duels are illegal in France. Mr. Piper, nothing is illegal in France where a beautiful woman is concerned.
Look here, I am not fighting over a woman. She's my wife. She is my woman.
Oh, I've never heard you talk like that before.
Huh?
Mr. Gondier, the point is that since it is illegal, isn't there some way we can stop this thing before it goes any further? I mean, the fellow has a second. They're trying to set the time, the place, the weapons.
At the crucial moment, couldn't you call in the police, monsieur, to arrest you?
The police? Madame, take my advice. You have enough trouble already. Do not call in any of the French police.
Oh, we've got to do something. My husband can't even shoot.
Monsieur, that is too bad. But... we all have to go sometime.
Was he a comedian or something? I thought he was a lawyer.
I told you, the press just don't look at things the same way we do.
You mean to tell me, monsieur, that you as a lawyer cannot help prevent something that you know is illegal?
Monsieur Piper, I will do nothing to prevent a man redeeming his honor.
So, there goes again, all this honor business.
But I will make a suggestion. If perhaps Madame Piper were to call upon the Comte de Savoie, perhaps the woman's tears could persuade him of the foolishness of shooting her husband.
Yes, that's what I said yesterday. Dear, I should talk to the Count.
No, by golly, I've done it. I'm going to let you see him alone.
Oh, that is the silliest thing. Now, look, you are. I fear you're embarrassing me because actually, he never once flirted with me. I mean, we just talked about Paris and how lovely a city it is.
I don't care. If anybody goes to see him, I'll go.
I hate to point it out, old boy, but if you go and try to beg off, it looks as though you're scared.
He's right, dear. I will call on the Count. Now, don't worry.
Madame, this is certainly a very pleasant surprise.
I guess it can't be too much of a surprise. Really, Count, I mean, you certainly must know why I'm here.
Well, I hope she came to see you.
I did. I came to see you about my husband and this absurd...
Madame, the matter between your husband and myself is an affair of honor and need not concern you. Now, let us talk of happier things, will
we? Well, it does concern me. Look, he's very sorry. I mean, he feels awful.
Will you have a cup of tea, perhaps, or a glass of wine?
No, thanks. Nothing, dear. Thank you. Please listen to me, because I'm so embarrassed about it anyhow. And I do want to say that you were a perfect gentleman at the party. But my husband got this silly idea that you were, well, flirting with me. You know how men are sometimes, and I...
But you were absolutely right. I was flirting, as you say, with you, just as you were flirting with me.
Oh, I was not flirting with you.
No, you were not.
No, I was not. Just by the idea.
But, madame, then what do you call it? What were we doing?
We were just talking, standing on the terrace and looking out over Paris. We mentioned the sun setting behind the Eiffel Tower. Yes, and you pointed out places and Notre Dame, and we were certainly just talking. We were certainly not flirting.
No, madame, but what is flirting? Of course we talk, but when I say to you, how lovely the sunset is, I was really saying how lovely you are. But I only just meet you, so I must talk about the sunset. And you, when you say to me, yes, it is a beautiful sunset, you were really saying, if things were different, this man would have fallen in love with me and I with him, n'est-ce pas? It is not the way with people, madame?
No,
No, it isn't so at all.
Oh, madame, it is so with most men and women. But we do not admit it. And it is especially so with you American women. Like the old song, your lips say no, no, but your eyes say yes, yes.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If my husband doesn't fight a duel with you, I will.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6 month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6 month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with new special size 6 month floor wax, you can end weekly waxing drudgery and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6 month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant for 6 full months or your money back. So why be a slave to your floors? Relax. Don't wax. Look for 6 month floor wax in the new half-price cycle size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6 month floor wax now.
And then I said to him, if my husband doesn't fight a duel with you, I will.
Then
I slapped him in the face with my glove. Well, I must confess I felt a little silly afterwards about that, but after all the talk about duels at the time, it seemed like the thing to do.
But for Pete's sake, honey, why'd you do that? You went over there to get me off the hook.
Aren't you interested that I've been insulted?
Yes, for heaven's sake. Aren't you going to defend her honor?
Oh, look, I can't shoot. I'm not scared, but I can't shoot. What do you think, Gordon?
Oh, don't worry. I don't think anybody will be killed. I hope not, anyhow. It'll just be a routine formality to satisfy his sense of honor and, of course, yours. But I'll have to waste the whole weekend arranging the time, the place, and the weapons.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Gordon.
I am, too, and I've got a new girlfriend, so please try to stay out of trouble this weekend, huh?
Wonderful. I'm beginning to think fighting duels isn't so uncivilized. My goodness. When I think of the way that Uncle Count insulted you, dear, I feel like shooting him myself.
So do I. And I'm coming along. Still, can we be sure nobody will really get hurt?
Oh, sure. Look, it'll be understood that we both shoot up in the air.
Well, will the Count understand that?
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can tell you is I hope so. Okay, you can come with me. Now, stop worrying.
I'm not worried, dear. I'm just wondering what to wear.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Sylvie Ayash, and is produced by Walter Hart.